Welcome to City Soundtracks, a traveling conversation with musicians about the places that shape their musical lives. I'm your host, Hrishikesh Hirway. This podcast is produced by Google Play Music. Oakland artist Kehlani is only 21 years old, but already has a long and storied musical career. Kehlani grew up all over the East Bay and studied at Oakland School for the Arts. When she was just 14 years old, she became the lead singer of the band Pop Life, playing shows in the Bay Area and appearing on NBC's America's Got Talent. Soon after, things fell apart and Kehlani left the group. During a period of struggle, she left music behind and was without a home, crashing on couches and flipping burgers. But after self-releasing her first song in 2013, she's gone on to become a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. She's put out two critically acclaimed mixtapes, and in 2017 dropped her debut album, Sweet Sexy Savage. I talked with Kehlani about how Oakland shaped her into the singer she is today.
Do me a favor, pick me up, take me out later.
After listening to our conversation, head over to the Google Play Music app and search City Soundtracks to listen to a playlist curated by Kehlani.
My life can get crazy. I deal with shit on the daily.
When you think of the neighborhood that feels like home most to you, is it North Oakland?
It's North Oakland for sure. I was raised on the same dead-end street, 53rd, my whole life. But I really just, I grew up all around the Bay. I stayed with my friend Jasiri on 38th in the East. I had an apartment on right off of Melrose. I stayed in Berkeley with my mom for like 2 months. My grandma lived in El Cerrito. I was always over there. Like, I lived in Richmond with my grandpa. Like, the Bay Area raised me, period. Mm-hmm. But Oakland is where everything happened. Like, I was there till I was 14 years old. I went to Oakland School for the Arts. I went to all Oakland schools growing up. Like, so.
Can you tell me about Oakland School of the Arts?
It's a free charter school that I think a lot of the kids there don't appreciate it until we graduate and we're like, holy shit, like, this school is epic. Like, we had these split classes in our emphasis where, like, in singing, they would have, like, a core class and you would switch every week. Like, 1 week, you would go into a group that focuses on hymns, and then the next week, it'd be focusing on jazz and then opera. And then we had a music business class, and then we had, like, a music history class, and then we had theory. And they would tell us how to do everything from how to enter the room correctly to how to, when we get up there, to be like, hi, my name is Kehlani, and today I'm going to sing blah, blah, blah.
Was there somebody that you looked at and you're like, I want to do what they do. I want to sing.
I think it was Andy Irie. She always kept the, it's not about fame, it's not about fortune, it's not, you know, none of that extra stuff. Like, I wanted to be able to heal myself through music like she did. I wanted to be able to, like, feel the confidence that she felt through being able to say, when I was little, you couldn't tell me I'm not my hair, I'm not my skin. I was like, oh my God, pimples and all this, you know what I mean? And just watching someone be able to do all that and then inspire so many little girls. And she just always seemed like she just always had it on lock and, like, was unwavered and, like, was just this calm, sensitive, knowing, like, always knew what she was doing. And I just really wanted to feel like that. And so when I started making music, it was like a self-aid. And it's still that for me. It's just like a therapy.
What's the Indie Ari song for you?
Oh, there's so many. It's so hard. But I think we should do Talk to Her, because through her telling men how to talk to women, it taught me how I deserve to be talked to.
When you talk to her like you want somebody to talk to your mama. Don't be smart.
Did you know you were going to pursue a career in music back then?
I think when I was in the Bay, I was really trying to graduate high school because I was so worried about where I was going to stay and if I could get a job. And I was working at Hot Topic.
Where was that?
On Telegraph. It's not there no more. They turned it into, I think, a Chic. No, the Chic's next door. I don't know what they turned Hot Topic into. I always wanted to work at Hot Topic when I was in high school. I was like, you know what? I need to get my own bread. Like, I was moving around since 14. I didn't really have, you know, the necessary financial support. I had to get it myself. So, yeah, I don't know. When I worked at Hot Topic, it was a blessing. I was just, like, sick. People would come in and be like, oh, my God, you're on America's Got Talent. Todd, I voted for you. And I'd be like, sick, and folding T-shirts and shit.
It's funny because a place like Hot Topic, I think of that as such a...
Don't I look like I worked there?
It's like a place where, when I was 14, I would be like, yeah, Hot Topic, that would be the place. You know, I'm in a band and I work at Hot Topic.
Facts. That's a... Gages, I get the plug on Gages. They got hair dye. They got all the cool band tees and the Invader Zim merch. Hot Topic is sick.
So while you were working at Hot Topic, you know, you're not thinking about becoming a singer professionally, but were you still performing at all?
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't on a, like, Justin Bieber singing on a street to get signed, to be discovered. It was like me and my friends love singing, love music, wanted to make some bread, needed bread in our pockets, was kind of splitting lunch money at that point. So we was like, how can we get some more bread so we, you know, we could smoke today, or we could, like, hang out today, we could get on a bus, like. Mm-hmm. So we would go sing at the bar station, and we was like a cute little 4-part harmony, you know, singing. We would always sing Bag Lady by Erykah Badu in the BART station.
Acapella?
All the time. Yes.
What music best represents the Bay Area to you?
Like, the standard for dope, especially Oakland music, I feel like is Kamaya. I love it when hood girls stay hood. You know what I mean? I'm a sucker for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, she's bringing out the whole city to every music video. She's doing a sideshow in a music video. She's going to have a party, and it's still going to be at her mom's crib. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is so tight, and it's perfect. There's a different person for every girl out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is why I always tell people I don't like when people pin female artists or any artists against each other, because there's someone for everyone. I need Kamaya. You know what I mean? I need that girl that's going to remind me to stay grounded in my roots and to always come back to my hood and to always keep my people around and to have fun and to be ratchet and twerk a little before I go to the club while I'm doing my makeup. Just like she made my music to remind her that, you know, when you wake up, take some time for yourself today. And if you're in a relationship, stay strong. Or if you're heartbroken, girl, you got this. Like, every girl needs all of it. So, I don't know. She's dope as fuck. I love her.
What's the Kamaya song for you?
Every Kamaya song, but I think Fuck It Up is my ratchet slap of this century.
Don't need no introduction, I'm a fool. School girl, but I didn't make it out of school. Mama told me how to raise a fool, but I didn't listen. I was optimistic, and now I'm in the studio.
I was wondering if there's ever been a time when you've been in Oakland and a song came out of it.
Yeah, I feel like as far as old tapes, there's a song called Running, and I say Oakland girls so damn hood, but we so pretty.
You saw right through every last bit of me. I should have known it from your energy. We've got this synergy. Your soul was close like it remembers me. Instilled in me. 90 degrees in California. You put chills in me. Said it's something about my city. Something about my city. Oakland girl so damn hood. But we so damn pretty sometimes.
That's just what that's a quote that the person I was dating actually told me. Like, you so hood, but you so pretty. And I was just like, damn, that's kind of all. Like, you hear from everyone, damn, it's something about Oakland girls. It's something about Bay Area girls. Like, it's weird, just beautiful mixtures. So as far as for my upcoming stuff, I have a song called Not Used to It on Sweet Sexy Savage, the album. And it's basically about how I feel like the things we go through when we're younger really shape how we are in love.
Typical story of an Oakland girl. Typical story heard around the world. I'm on a wave, daddy up above. Out of 14, I guess it made me tough. Used to roll up on a block on the east side. I cracking up 40s by the
sea. And for me, it was saying, like, I grew up in lots of tension and lots of kind of negative environments when it comes to relationships. I grew up just being just rough. You know what I mean? Like, from just hopping over fences and tagging shit to just cracking off 40s at the park, shit like that. So it was saying, like, sorry if I don't know how to be, like, vulnerable with somebody yet, or sorry if I don't know how to be soft with somebody yet, or not argue, or, like, open myself up all the way. I'm sorry that I'm not used to it yet.
You said that music is your way of self-healing. Do you feel like there's ever going to be a point where you're going to feel healed?
Do we ever heal?
Does it feel like it's getting better?
I mean, I feel like it goes up and down. But I think I've been through back-to-back trauma that would take me more than my lifetime to heal. You know what I mean? But am I able to cope? Yeah. Am I able to get up every day still? Yeah. Am I able to use it in positive ways? For sure. Definitely still have breakdowns, definitely still lose my shit, definitely still lock myself in my room, things like that, you know what I mean? But that's all of us. I don't know anybody who's ever been through anything that's able to just be like, you know what, I don't even think about it, like, I'm perfect from it, like, it doesn't ever come back to haunt me. That's just not human. That'd be great, congrats if you're able to do that, but I don't know, we're humans.
Kalani, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everything I do it with a passion. If I gotta be a bitch, I'ma be a bad one. Yeah. I'm AI with the designs, do rag.
That was Kehlani talking about her hometown of Oakland and its music. City Soundtracks is an original podcast by Google Play Music, a smarter, more assistive music streaming service. Each episode is accompanied by a playlist. Visit the Google Play Music app to stream all the music we talked about today, and to hear more songs selected by Kehlani and inspired by Oakland. The show is produced by Imprint Projects and Pineapple Street Media. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Tell them, tell them, tell them, tell them.